WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Newport Music Festival special series here on WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, pleased once again to be sitting with the very, very busy Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival. Pamela, busy weekend for you.
It was. We had our annual Christmas concert last night and this afternoon at 2, and I have to say they were both very successful, and I want to thank everyone who came, and I hope they enjoyed it.
It's one of those times of year when everyone is running here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, I said annual, but it was actually our inaugural Christmas concert, and I hope it will become an annual tradition.
I'm sure it will. What do you have for us today?
Well, summer 2019 has already been finalized with all of the artists and the programming. So I know it's early, but I thought we could play a few of the pieces that'll be coming next summer, all of which were written by composers born in the month of December. I thought a special little holiday treat.
Wow. Well, the month of December, composers that are born this month, all right. And let me guess.
Go ahead.
Let's see. How about Brahms?
No.
Schubert? No.
Nope.
Chaminade?
No, sorry. No, three strikes, you're out.
I guess I'll just let you go.
Okay. So tickets will be going on sale by the end of January, so we're whetting our listeners' appetites, so to speak. We are going to start with César Franck's Piano Quintet in F minor, Opus 34. This will be played at the Breakers on a program called Bonsoir, featuring French composers. We will listen to the first movement, which is rather long, so I'll try to be succinct here. Franck was born in 1820.
By the way, he was my next choice.
Sorry about that. César Franck was born on December 10th in 1822 in Liège, Belgium, and he died in 1890 in Paris. He was, as we know, a great composer, pianist, and teacher, and his pupils included Duparc and Chausson. He wrote this gorgeous piano quintet in 1879, and the work was premiered with Camille Saint-Saëns playing the piano part. Again, you know, these composers knowing each other, being friends. And Franck wrote out the piano part with a little note to Saint-Saëns that said, "To my good friend Camille Saint-Saëns." And there was a little bit of a scandal at the end of the premiere because Saint-Saëns walked off stage, leaving the score open, sort of disdainfully discarding the piece. So wow. Franck was quite insulted. Hmm. Anyway, a little bit one of those, those little tidbits about music. With no further ado, let's listen to Sviatoslav Richter and the Bolshoi Theater Quartet perform the first movement of Franck's Piano Quintet in F minor.
All right, it is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We are back once again. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, Executive Director of the Newport Music Festival, and we're talking about composers with December birthdays.
Exactly right. So for Opera Night this year, we will be performing Grand Italian Opera, and I thought I'd talk a little bit about the performers. We have Kara Shea Thompson and Jonathan Burton, both of whom this winter will be performing in Turandot at Sarasota Opera, and they've performed a great deal together. So we're very happy that we have, obviously, soloists of that renommé coming to star in that evening. And we'll bring you a couple of the arias of Cavalleria Rusticana written by Pietro Mascagni. Mascagni was born on December 7th, 1863, and he died in 1945. So we don't think of him as such a modern composer because he's steeped in the Italian tradition, but it's really Verismo opera. And basically what happened after Verdi, which was, you know, the big grand opera, there was a sort of a move in the direction of being more theatrically realistic. And that means Verismo from the Italian word vero, meaning the truth. Mm-hmm. And so Mascagni was a prime example of this. And so Cavalleria Rusticana, the story of which is there is a young man named Turiddu, and he was having an affair with a young woman named Santuzza, and he went off and he came back. And when he came back, he really wasn't interested in Santuzza anymore, but rather Lola. But Lola happens to be married to Alfio. So here the plot thickens. And basically the opening is where he's having an affair with Lola. He's literally in bed with Lola and he's singing to her. And we hear this off stage. That's how the opera opens. Later, we hear Santuzza's aria. That's the second piece we're going to hear, called Voi lo sapete, o mamma, where she goes to Turiddu's mother and complains and basically moans, bemoans her fate and says, he's left me for Lola. Of course, the mother wants to hear none of this. And then we're going to hear the beautiful intermezzo, which is often played as an orchestral piece in and of itself. What's interesting is the piece takes place on Easter Sunday, and it's often done in combination with another opera. So it's a one-act opera that we hear sort of as the first or the second half, often done with Pagliacci. And so we'll be doing some of these excerpts. Kara Shea has sung Santuzza many times, and Jonathan has sung Turiddu. So I'm very excited about this. So let's hear those three pieces. We're going to hear the great Tullio Serafin conducting the Orchestra dell'Accademia di Santa Cecilia, Mario Del Monaco, tenor, and Giulietto Simeonato, mezzo. So we will hear Turiddu's aria, Santuzza's aria, and then the intermezzo.
Oh.
Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, is here with me. I'm Mike Maino, and we've been listening to some beautiful music. And in order to support this beautiful music and the festival itself, this is a time of year when perhaps you might want to go to the website. And there is a place on your website, Pamela.
Yes, you just click the donations. Donate button, and it takes you directly to the donation page.
And that's newportmusic.org.
Right. Or you can call the office if you need more information at 401-846-1133. And again, we greatly appreciate donations. It keeps us afloat, quite frankly. Only 40% of our income comes from ticket sales. So we are very dependent upon our listeners, our patrons, foundations to keep this wonderful organization alive, bringing the kinds of programming that we do on the radio as well as live music.
Right. This is the holiday season, so spread a little holiday cheer to the Newport Music Festival. Let's get back and finish up this program.
So we're going to end this broadcast with a piece by American composer Christopher Theofanidis, born on December 18th, 1967. He might not be a household name yet, but he will be. We're playing a wonderful piece of his called Visions and Miracles. It's in three movements. We're going to be hearing that in a moment. You know, he holds degrees from Yale, Eastman. He won a Fulbright, a Guggenheim, a Tanglewood Fellowship, and he's written ballets for American Ballet Theater, works for Orpheus Chamber Ensemble, for San Francisco Opera, works for Houston. So he's a remarkable, remarkable composer.
And young.
And very young. And young and alive. A living composer. And I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy this work. And we'll be playing it this summer with full string ensemble. So again, thank you so much for your support. And here, let's listen to Christopher Theofanidis, Visions and Miracles.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.